You know, I haven't heard your music, but word is you guys are hot. Sizzling. Are you ready? Are you ready for the stage, big screen, TV? What we're gonna do, we're gonna record you and then we're gonna make you rich.
How
rich?
So?
Rich?
Rich?
When
rich?
Do we start? Rich? You're gonna when be able start? To have anything you want. Take a look. Anything you want.
Today. Today.
How about a new car?
Yeah.
A new car?
Yeah.
The hood. It's
going away. Just sign your life. I mean your name on the contract.
Looking good.
This isn't like a Luke, like I'm goofing up
no,
Brandon, like,
fuck no. Okay. That's disgusting. How the fuck would it get up here?
Ew. That is a lot of rat shit.
Oh, God. Wash your fucking hands after. Jesus Christ.
That's mouse shit.
Dude, how could it climb up a metal table?
What do you mean, how could it? Dude, it's how, not like.
This is smooth, rounded edges. How the fuck would it climb up a fucking lattice work? There's one more here. Oh, it's so disgusting. I eat up this fucking thing. There's rat shit on it. There's one more. Fucking Christ. There's a fucking rat or some shit in this motherfucker. How would it get on a fucking coffee table?
See, and you were saying that we don't have one, dude. I'm telling you, like.
But, like, where's it living? I don't see anything else.
I think it lives outside and comes in through something.
Fucking Christ.
That's why the stove is always,
it's
like.
It's on the fucking guy. How does it get on the fucking coffee table? I don't understand. That's the fucking craziest shit I've ever seen. Oh, fucking. Like,
if
we don't have enough
like
problems
elaborate,
in this
like,
fucking
Luke, like,
place.
Prank, like,
it's
oh.
not. Why not? No, it's the fucking disgusting. How would I fake rat fucking rat shit?
You could take Cedric shit and put it
on
there.
Yeah, I would pick it up with my hands and touch your fucking chinchilla that I can't stand that makes a fucking mess in this place and put his shit on the fucking table. Come on, guy.
I know, but sometimes with you, I never know.
Well, this time I'm not.
All right.
I wouldn't pick up his shit out of his that came out of his fucking asshole and put on the table where I fucking eat. I don't care how elaborate of a fucking ruse. I, what did I do? Peel the fucking ball in the middle of the night? I went to bed before you guys fucking did. Holy shit, that's fucking terrifying. How the fuck does it get up here? Oh my God.
See, I don't know that I don't think he's living in here. I think he's outside and then comes in here.
How the fuck's it get, from where?
Frank next door said that he had one he caught.
That's fucking great. That's so fucking disgusting. Motherfucker. Ugh. Great. That's awesome.
Alright, I'm checking behind this couch.
Why doesn't this shithead call a fucking exterminator and have him check the whole place? We're probably fucking infested.
Where's that flashlight?
It's in the drawer. Sorry, this is a weird start to the show. I literally sat down here and there's fucking rat shit in my face. This is fucking ridiculous.
No.
How could it get on a coffee table? I'm fucking baffled. What is this, Mission Impossible?
Well, I mean,
what, to build a fucking ladder? There's
the
no way it could get
jump
up here.
From like the
are you fucking
couch
crazy? How would it jump from the couch to the fucking thing? Is it's? Come on.
All right.
Jump.
Do you think that maybe like?
Here.
All right.
We looked behind the fucking stove. There was nothing really.
I think that's how they get in is behind the stove.
There's no. You see a hole in the wall. There's no fucking hole. They don't fucking materialize. Out of thin air. Unless you got a fucking ghost mouse, those are really bad.
Oh, there's a shithouse full of, like, fucking pills.
Pills?
Yeah.
They probably fell out of your pocket while you were fucking laying there on your phone playing X-Men and fucking...
They say...
Talking to Asian 2.5, son, fucking Plenty of Fish.
They say I-2. Where the fuck are those?
I don't know, take one, see what happens. Hopefully
no,
fucking
no, I'm actually not going to throw these out. I want to see what they are.
Cool, man. I'll take one to the lab. Brandon's examining the fucking pills like he's a pharmacist.
I just threw a nickel out. What a jerk I am.
That's illegal, dude. Shouldn't have said that on the fucking
too.
Air.
I wonder what that is.
This is fucked.
Well, what, I mean...
I can't believe this thing got on the fucking coffee table. It's in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Another ratchet?
Yep. I think it's a field mouse. I don't think it's like an actual, like, I don't think it's a fucking rat. Like, I don't think it's like...
We shouldn't... I love that his fucking explanation to us is to get a mouse trap. It's like, well, thanks, stupid. No shit. Why don't you fucking have a professional come in here and take fucking care of it?
Well, no, and not only that. All right.
Like, we don't have enough problems. This guy, he shouldn't even bat a fucking eye for all the shit we put up with from this fucking asshole. He was supposed to be on the podcast tonight, our fucking landlord. I wish he was here. I'd fucking give him a goddamn earful.
All right, I'm going to move this.
Fucking shit bag. Now he's moving to the other couch. That's this fucking mouse shit. It's disgusting. Fuck me. I fucking try so hard to keep this motherfucker clean. I don't really see anything.
Nope,
you fucking clean the tub, and if it overflows with sewage and literal shit and fucking piss water, and the fucking apartment stinks for 2 fucking days. This fucking place is a fucking disaster, man. We gotta get the fuck out of here. I can't fucking stand this.
I know.
This is fucking bullshit. I'd rather fucking pay more and have a place with electricity and the fucking plumbing work, and there's not fucking rats in it.
And I mean, and the one thing is, like, dude, we've been here for like what, 4 years? He's never once raised the rent. Like, there's a couple.
Yeah, well, no shit. He fucking legally probably can for this fucking dump. Can you turn that outside light off?
Yeah. I know, with the fucking outside light.
Well, you fucking forgot it was on, dummy. Turn this one off too. What is this? A fucking police?
There's no outside light on, dickweed.
Well, what's all that brightness?
I don't know.
Well, turn this one off, will you?
For fuck's sake, man.
Oh, sorry. You had to walk 6 feet and check to see if the fucking light was on. Sorry, I made you exercise. Turn this one off.
All right.
Fuck you.
Fuck up.
You.
Asshole.
Fuck you. I'm a fucking artist.
What, a fartist? Well, I think that a mouse is coming in from the outside. I guess, yeah, them getting on the coffee table is a little
bit... That's fucking nuts, dude. How would it get up here? It's fucking...
Well, let's just say, for some reason, I pulled your bag up and I put it on the table. Maybe it had, like it had dragged some of Cedric's shit.
I don't know, man. That's a lot. All over the fucking table, that's like 8 or 9 fucking pellets. But wouldn't it have chewed these up? I'm so fucking confused. If we didn't have this fucking rodent in here, we'd probably have a better fucking idea, but...
Yeah.
This fucking thing that lives in a fucking cage its whole life. This fucking poor, miserable piece of shit.
No, I bring him up, but I'm trying not to now because I want to make sure that, like, we don't have an in-between. You know, like, that's cool. We know what's going on there.
That thing's a mess machine. It all does is fucking shit and whatever, dude. Fucking. Well.
Fuck, man.
Great first 7 minutes.
Sorry, guys.
Off to a fucking hot start.
7 minutes?
More fucking problems. Fucking ridiculous. I fucking hate everything. Yeah. There's a fucking Funny or Die thing tomorrow night, and I don't know. There's an LA Film Fest going on, and apparently Funny or Die has its own, like, bracket. And then it's having, like, a fucking, like cocktails or something after. And, like, I really want to fucking go.
Where is it at?
I don't know. I got to find out. I keep trying to look, but my phone won't connect it. I got to check online. It's fucking... I made up my mind too late, and I haven't been able to check all day, because I'm Uber drive on Thursdays, and the tickets are $16. So it's kind of a gamble. I mean, it's not so much the $16 ticket. It's like the $80 I'm going to fucking lose by not Uber driving is really the issue. But on the other hand, it'd be a good place to go and, you know, maybe rub elbows. I don't know.
These have got to be some kind of pills, dog.
Well, they're obviously pills, you fucking jerk.
No, I know, but like, these got to be
something. Get one on the air, you fucking pussy. Do it.
They got to be something. No. Well, let me look it up first.
Oh, God, baby.
I, too.
You need something else to get addicted to. Take them.
Watch, it's probably fucking ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, ubiprofen, we all ibuprofen. Fucking piece of shit.
So what else with the Funny or Die shit?
That's it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go. Maybe. I'm trying to get Nana to go with me because it's always better to go with a good-looking chick. But Beautiful girls, Kit Kat Club. We shot this thing on we shot a skit this weekend, me and Dude Bogues. And it was just a one-pager. It was fairly short. Scott Rock and the Sig Murphy.
Started. Oh, you're ibuprofen, dude.
All right.
I'm tossing.
This chick that I had a big I've had a crush on this fucking broad forever. I've been trying to, for like 8 months.
It's Netta's friend?
No. She's just some, I don't even know how I met her, but she ended up being in something with Brianna, and Brianna, they knew each other. But I haven't talked to her on Twitter. We were supposed to hang out like twice. And all she ever posts is how like, no guys like her and shit. She's fucking cute, man. And she's, what's, you know, her, she's like groundlings. Amy, I think Amy Nacho. Oh, I don't know. Instagram, I don't know. I'm sorry. I follow her on Twitter and on Instagram. I stopped following her because I had too much of a crush on her. And I couldn't fucking take it anymore.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
You couldn't follow her because...
I don't want to follow her. I don't want to see constant pictures of her looking adorable. And fucking... Why am I sitting there and torture my fucking self? I like the broad. If I can't be with her, why would I sit there and look at pictures of her?
Is that her?
Yes. Think so. Yeah.
She's blonde?
Yeah. Let me see. It ended up being just me and Dude Bogues. So I'm in this thing and I play the Grim Reaper and I had to do sound and I had to AC. And within like 3 hours, I was fucking exhausted. It only took place in like a driveway, so we didn't have to like run all over the place or anything really, but like fucking A, it was tough. I was like, Jesus Christ. But I kind of fucking miss ACing, man. A little bit. It was kind of fun. But this fucking area where I work, God almighty, it's right near Washington and Lincoln and Venice, if you know the area. It's by the beach. It is fucking homeless person and drug addict central. This is where I told you guys I saw the fucking dead guy, dead bum. On Sundays, it's like a fucking insane... you might as well be shooting in Times Square. I don't know why. It's often like a little... Not even like... Sort of... not industrial, but like you know, like a little business area with all these little buildings and office buildings and shit on like a little side street. I don't know why this is such a fucking hub of activity. It's just a random street. But it's just like... it's the worst audio I've ever fucking had to deal with. It was windy. It was windy on top of everything else. There's fucking nonstop.
It was really windy this
sirens
Sunday.
And shit going off. People walking up and there's no houses, there's no shops. It's Sunday. There's nothing there, but there's constantly people walking up and down the street. I'm like, where are these fucking people coming and going to? I don't get it.
She's right.
Yeah. But I mean, she's like fine. I just like her. I like her. I like how she's wired. I like her personality and stuff. Fucking, it was fucking killing me. I was like, God damn it, it's fucking busy over here. It's fucking, like, Sunday. Half the shops were open and still working. And there's, like, drills going off, and there's fucking cars. There's guys riding Harleys up and down. I'm like, holy, a fucking live band is just playing from somewhere, like, a block away. To play really? Fucking AC/DC songs. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, we're setting up, and this fucking woman, this homeless fucking retard comes up. Just methed out of her fucking mind. She's like 45. Looks like an old fucking witch. She looks like, she kind of looks like the chick that plays Cyndi Lauper's mother in all the old videos. To give you any kind of visual reference. And she had this gray shit all over her fucking mouth. And I was like, what were you in fucking... were you in fucking Immortan Joe's fucking... Did he send you to fucking Valhalla and you failed? What is all over your fucking mouth? It's like silver paint. I swear to God. It's fucking... She was a Mad Max. And she was like fucking... I don't know if she had ever actually been on a set, but she was rambling, going on all this shit like she'd been on a set and she was trying to help us with like safety regs. And she see this cable right here. I'm like, don't fucking touch anything. I'm like, don't touch anything. And she's, well, I'm just telling you that you can get in trouble for this because this cable's not long enough. It's supposed to be 15 feet, and this could be a hazard for your workers. They could trip over. Just shit like this. Just crazy. And she's like, see that light there? That's like a 32 degree light and it should be 55 degrees and you should have a fucking like a safety bag on it. We're like, what? Just crazy. Like, it sounded like someone talking in their sleep and they're having a dream about being on a set. And she wouldn't leave and we're just like, get the fuck out of it. Like, we're just doing, it was a bunch of establishing shots. So we didn't have dialogue for a little while. So I'm like, I pray this fucking whack job is out of here before we start rolling dialogue. Cause I'm a fucking killer. I swear. And she'd keep doing it. We'd be like, okay, thank you. Thanks. We got it. Thanks. So I kept telling him, like, you want to help us? Go stand at the corner at the end of the street and do a lockdown and don't let anybody walk down here because we're filming. Because the corner was like 60 yards away. And she'd leave, and then she'd keep coming. She's like, I'm sorry. She goes, and she her catchphrase was, I promise, I'm not going to stay because I have to go. And I'm just I'm thinking, like, where? Where do you have to go? Where do you possibly fucking have to be besides another fucking the shade over there under that fucking tree for another fucking 52 hours, you fucking menace? So this idiot finally fucking leaves. And then it's just derelicts walking up and down the street all day. And we're just trying. They're standing, like, at this fucking sidewalk and in the driveway. So we're setting up for Scott to talk to this chick. And I see across the street this fucking, like, gutter punk chick with, like, pink pigtails just plops down in front of the building, which was closed, across the street, which was under this big smiley cartoony Uncle Sam figure, and just fucking blazes crack for, like, 90 fucking minutes straight. So every time
I'm... Blazes crack that long.
Dude, this is all I can think. Every time I look, her face is down in this crack pipe. I'm like, how much fucking crack do you have? Would you have a fucking pound?
Sure, it was crack, not like something
else. No, it was fucking crack pipe. And every time I looked, that was
one,
like...
1, 2, 3, German crack
horn. And then she'd fucking do a hit. And she would fall asleep in like a sitting Indian-style position with, like, her face down in the concrete. I'm like, oh my God, is this bitch a yoga instructor? Her face would just hit the ground and she wouldn't move for like 16 minutes straight. So the whole time I'm like booming the fucking scene.
Motherfucking crack.
I just had to like move like pat, like, because Scotty's head was like blocking my vision. So if I would just move my head over a few inches, I would see across the street and see what this idiot was doing. And she fucking, man, she smoked.
Don't
so much crack.
Don't call her an idiot.
Yeah. This asshole.
Was she hot or
no? No! And then we're like, we're rolling. Like, I don't have enough. I mean, just planes, every fucking noise you could possibly fucking think of is going off. And then this shitbag comes over to the fucking crackhead across the street. He's like, yeah, what's going on? He's like he's talking super loud. I mean, this is like fucking 75 yards away, and I can hear every word this guy's saying. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right
what
now?
What was his pickup line?
Oh, I know. You just like, it sounds like when I can hear you talking, like when you're out here on the couch in my room, it's just like, you're like, oh my God. Fuck, it was killing me. Oh, what a fucking mess. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be good. I mean, it was kind of silly. The whole thing behind it was we were supposed to shoot on anamorphic lenses, which I was super psyched. And of course, the fucking things didn't make it. They were supposed to be FedEx back on Friday. Fucking production pushed a day. They didn't come back till Monday. I was so fucking... I'm like, of fucking course that's what happened. What a fucking shock. Of course I didn't get the fucking lenses. So, no. I didn't get the extremely rare opportunity to shoot on fucking anamorphic motherfucker. But, yeah. So, that's how that went. Should be out, I don't know, this week.
Was Scott at least funny in it, or...?
Yeah, he was. I mean, it was... It's not... I wrote it, and it's just not super... It's more quirky, and like... I wanted to give it like a. I came up with all these like really weird fucking kind of artsy-ish shots for it because I wanted to make it like I don't know why, for some reason I wanted to make it very 3 o'clock high. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
There was a lot of kind of weird stuff like that, just weird shots and or like kind of little Wes Anderson-y. Because I'm like, if this isn't gonna be that funny, let's make it like visually fun. So
would you fucking storyboard it?
Kind of, yeah. I did a little bit, but we ended up fucking being there till fucking like 5 o'clock, man. I got there like 10 o'clock. And this fucking chick, she's tall as fuck, she's pretty, she's a little I don't want to say beat up, she looks weathered, but she's pretty, man. What a fucking big juicy ass on this woman. I was losing my fucking mind. She's walking up the street in like this mini skirt, and I'm like, please be her. And I was like, wow, holy shit. I was fucking dying. But she seemed okay. But then this other guy, speaking of funny guy, I make friends with this dude who's an intern. I don't even know where the fuck I met him. I think it was on Reddit. He's an intern of Funny or Die, and he's from Pittsburgh. So like we start bullshitting, and he's in LA for this. He's never been to LA. He's in LA for the summer on an internship there. Works at the actual Funny or Die offices. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm just fucking grilling this guy. So he wants to be a fucking DP and shoot, okay? He's never seen the Red Epic, nothing. So he's losing his mind, like, holy shit, you got Alexis, I'm like, yeah, man, fucking come hang out. You can fucking, you can fuck around with a camera. You can, I'll let you roll on some shots and shit. I'll show you all our stuff and let you fuck around with it. It'll be cool. He's like, oh, holy fuck, I can't believe it. So so then we're talking, and he's like, well, he's like, I'll be here all summer, man. He's like, we'll help each other out, man. Get me some cinematography shit, and I'll try to get you hooked up with creative here. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Supposed to be there at 11 on Sunday. I get a text. Oh, my car broke down. I can't make it. I'm like, yeah, really? Your car broke down? Who? Like I haven't talked about this last time. Like, why do people? There's what else was this fucker doing? You've never even touched the camera. You can come. I'm gonna let you fucking shoot a couple takes. You could have done the soundboard. I mean, this is fucking good experience. Where else are you gonna fucking handle an Alexa? And doesn't show up. I'm like, what a fucking waste of an opportunity. Like, what a dumb motherfucker. Cool. I hope you did something really fucking important besides coming to hang out on a super easy shoot and getting a free fucking tutorial on industry fucking great equipment. What a fucking jackass. Stupid fuck. So maybe I'll see his fucking dumbass tomorrow. Probably. Oh, he probably got fucking blazed. I fucking stayed home and smoked weed. Cool. Cool. You're going to make it. Like everybody else.
That was Sunday?
Yep.
Well, Saturday, Uncle Lucas had a comedy open mic, and I thought you did pretty well.
I did. I had fucking two good ones in a row. I ran a fucking pretty good 5 minutes.
But also,
even though I was nervous, I'm still nervous and shaky.
To add to Uncle Lucas's open mic on Saturday was that Asian Point 5 came.
Yeah, negative Point 5.
And, yeah, she showed up, and Luke got to see what that was all about. And I got made fun of by the hosts behind closed doors. They said...
They asked me if my parents... They thought Brandon and this Asian
which
fucking
I just
thing,
shaved. Like, I actually look younger.
I don't know. But they're like, is that your parents? And I was like, what? Is that your fucking mom and dad? And I was like, no! And I told them, they were laughing. And then I was like, this is my buddy brought this fucking chick as a date. She doesn't even speak English. They were fucking laughing their ass off. They're like, are you fucking kidding me? And this is where you brought her? This fucking poor woman. They're going to kill this poor woman.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into it.
I'm like, okay.
All right, you think she's a negative 0.5, really?
This fucking woman, she looks like a fucking cleaning lady. She looks like a fucking Viet Cong member, but like a little chubbier. I mean, she's like fucking 5'1".
Not even, no, she's 4'11".
She is a fucking midget. She has no, she's a, just a, like a gelatinous mass. There's no fucking.
She's not like a fucking fatty. Like she's.
She's just a fuck, dude. She's, come on, Annie. She's just a mess. She looks like a chick that would check you in at the fucking airline counter. Like, there's just not one attractive feature. I feel like such a piece of shit saying this because I'm sure she's a fucking sweet woman. But I'm saying this in terms of the show.
The only reason I talked to her is because she's a sweet woman. She's like,
you know, she said she doesn't fucking speak English. She barely fucking talks. How? Is it that's all it takes for you?
No.
Oh my God.
No, it's because all the women I deal with, they're such fucking cunts that, like, if one of them is nice to me, like, I take a liking to them.
What's nice? Every fourth word is nice, the one that's fucking in English. It's a bunch of fucking ching-chong symbols.
She came to fucking Luke's show and took the bus, all right?
Across the city.
From Koreatown.
Koreatown's in fucking Santa Monica.
Oh, it take me hour and a half to get here. And I'm like, oh, man. And we don't even offer to give her a ride back home.
After. I didn't know she needed one because she looked like she was going to her car or something. I thought
after the show, we don't even offer say like, hey, we'll give you a ride halfway there or something. And so she's got to take another hour and a half bus ride after she just watched a comedy show that she knew none of the jokes. She, you know, come on. There's no way that she understood any of the jokes, right?
Yeah, of course not.
But all she did was like text me like, oh, Luke do really good. He nice guy. And I'm like, oh. You're such a nice,
a nice person. I don't understand anything you say, but I'm infatuated with you for some reason.
Holy I'm not shit. Infatuated. I just think maybe it's like a, you know, I could just be friends with her. Like we can be a friend, like a friend kind of thing. Maybe, yeah, I don't fuck
you
her.
You can't meet any other women to be friends with. That's it. This is what you have to settle for.
I don't know, but she's been here for a month, dude. She's lived in Thailand for 27 years. She's been here for a month. Like if that's your mind English, and she did go, oh, he really, really, really funny, and I laugh. I was trying to, like, hide my laugh. But, okay, you got to admit, at least, like, she's a nice person. She's not...
No, and since she wasn't nice, yeah. It's just fucking so awkward. I couldn't... It's just so weird. I couldn't even...
Yeah, It's like talking to her on the phone because she has a very like deep voice for like such a little person.
Mm-hmm.
And I even asked her. I asked her if she had a cock, and she said no. But
cool. That's gentlemanly of you.
That's good.
Hold on, you have a cock?
She
what's
goes,
foreskin?
No, we have a rooster at home. She. This is like my impression of her. She's like this. I'm like, so yeah, I don't know. We shoot these videos sometimes. She goes, oh, that's cool. Like she says it like that, like oh, Zoolander. God. But that's how she's talking.
Poor woman. Kill that poor woman.
And yeah, and she's dealing with me. Oh boy. Well, if again, now I'm gonna say if like, I don't know, put the offer up there. It's not John Travolta money, but like if she were to say like 15 grand, marry, get a green card. I think about it. You know, 15 grand, doggy.
Yeah.
Let's see, I've got to nail her like fucking just on a piece of paper, fucking 15 grand.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't come back to bite you in the ass.
Nah.
At all.
No. Buying a car at a fucking cabinetry shop, that's what comes back to bite you in the ass.
Yes, and so that was already one bad decision. You think this is going to be a good one? You don't think that 15 grand is going to come back?
Well,
and fucking...
Okay, number one, this is all speculative. Like, that's not like a thing. She hasn't said it.
Are you sure?
Well, all right, this is my issue with it, is that I like texting her and stuff, like she's a nice person, she always is nice and supportive of me, like I want to keep talking to her, but I want to tell her like, maybe it's not going to be what you want here, honey, you know, like maybe we could just be buds.
Yeah.
You know, Baja Buds, we ate there Saturday. See, it's all topical.
Fucked up my fucking quesadilla, that shit bag. Well, I did, he's like, you want the rice and beans? I was like, what? Yeah, sure. And he puts the fucking rice and beans inside my fucking chicken quesadilla. Fucking prick. I wanted to fucking, fucking get him a camel clutch and humble him. Fucking with a 10-inch cock. Fuck. Oh, Friday night I went flappers Friday night. And I fucking, man, that was one of the best sets I ever had. It was the most people I've ever seen in there. It was fucking packed. And I think it was a lot of non-comics. I got so many they laughed at every fucking thing I said. And I had this fucking joke, and the whole thing's about Armenians. I don't know why. 2 days in a row, all I said was, there aren't any Armenians in here, and the entire fucking room laughed both times. I was like, why? What the fuck is so funny about that? And then the joke was about their stupid, how they play. I don't know, people outside of LA probably don't get it, but Armenians love to fucking talk on their phone and play the fucking conversation through their goddamn phone speakers with the windows down. Like they're like you would crank music. They talk like their brother-in-law, like, oh, and you just do the fucking speakers. You're like, oh my, what are you doing? It's like, it's at full fucking blast. You can hear it like two fucking car lengths away. I'm like, that's so fucking, why does every fucking Armenian do that? Anyways, so I took fucking Baltimore lady. I took Heather Maruli to fucking Flappers.
She got that bad hair too.
Man, is she loud. She is like drunk tree man. Why do I know so many loud, obnoxious people that are just can't behave themselves
you are
in public?
I am not.
I'm a loud guy. I know when to rein it in. I have like fucking social skills. That she's so loud. She'd be like, a guy would be like, yeah, so I was jerking off the other day. She was like, oh my god, really? I was like, shut the fuck up. Like that, she has like no fucking like volume knob in her fucking voice. And she'd be like, is this guy for real? And like that loud. And like, people are turning around. I'm like, oh my god, you're so fucking embarrassing. Shut up. But yeah, I got called up fucking second. She never got called up. And I felt bad because she drove all the motherfucking way from, where does she live?
No, she Ubered all
the
way.
West Side. No, I think she drove.
No, you told me she Ubered.
Oh, she did. Yeah, you're right. She did.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because I would take you home, but it's fucking, now it's, I had to sit there. I went up second, so I could have been home within 45 minutes, which I have to work the next day. And I had to sit and wait for her because I felt bad. And fucking, I didn't get home until 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like falling asleep. I'm like, I shouldn't even fucking be here. I already went up. And she didn't get called. And she's just like, she's so fucking loud.
Why don't you tell her to stay over like the night?
No.
Just nail her.
No, fuck no.
Just for the story, dog.
Plus, it's weird. I like her. I don't want to fuck it up by fucking her. I don't know why I like her. She's a fucking ass, but for some goddamn reason. I don't know. What's his name? that stupid fucking, what's his name? Well, we had a whole bit about fucking Bravestar. Remember Bravestar? Josh Schneider? You don't remember the cartoon Bravestar?
No.
He's like, I'm guessing nobody here knows Bravestar. I'm like, I do. I was like so happy. I was like, that was fucking great. I remember
what how was cool Bravestar?
It was like a Texas sheriff on like Mars or something. It was like Mars, like Old West on Mars or something, which I've always been a fan of that concept for some goddamn reason. But I hadn't thought about that in years. They make a lot of shit about
like things like that, like Old West kind of towns on Mars. Like I've seen a couple things.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not like a Cowboys in Space thing, but yeah. And then I don't know, I started talking on Twitter. He stinks, but I don't know. For some reason, I have a feeling if I was in school with him, I would have been like good friends with him.
That Dewey Virgin guy?
Yeah. Who was like, a lot of his stuff sucks. I don't know. I think he just tries too hard, but at least he can get up and not have his voice choke up in the middle of a bit. Like, yeah, I was walking around the mall the other day. This girl walking. Dude, and I had a big gulp, and I'm like, she looked at me. I'm like, why is this fucking still happening? Why? Why? Why?
That's hay fever, dude.
87 times now.
No, that's not. That's just hay fever.
No, it's not. There was like a month and a half straight in like February where I was completely relaxed on stage. I was so comfortable. I had no fucking stage fright. I was like, this is fucking amazing. And then it like came back. I was like, what the fuck? What is going on?
That killed Tony. That's what happened.
No, even before that.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good until then.
No, I was only doing it once a week, and I was still fucking nervous because I wasn't doing it enough. Yeah, that it definitely fucked with me, but it's just like it should have made it better because all I have to say is, well, nothing will be worse than that. But I saw that once the one Sklar brother at Penn Saturday comes in all the time, and he was one of the judges on that week's. And I was like, oh, you're on Kill Tony this week? He's like, yeah. Has he ever done it? And I was like, yes, I did. And I got fucking killed. And he was just like, He didn't give a shit.
You said that ran in front of his kid?
No, his kid wasn't there.
It's like 2 weeks in a row, you just saying the F word in front of kids.
Yeah, Bokes told me even more stuff, and I was like, oh my God. Shit, I can't remember.
Fuck.
Just more dumb shit I was doing. He said Evan was pissed. I was like, motherfucker.
Who was pissed?
Evan.
Yeah, fuck.
He's like, he was really fucking pissed off. No, that was shitty to show up. Show up and be the fucking asshole. I'm fucking 36 years old. This don't fucking. What am I, fucking Bob from La Bamba? Jesus. Fuck.
Good reference, by the way.
Thanks.
So,
So buttons.
On your underwear. To finish up the Asian negative 0.5. So, I think that I want to, like, make an app for your phone where, like, you have to blow into, like, a breathalyzer, like, when you get a DUI.
Yeah, I've been saying it forever. Before you text and do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, and because your computer.
There's days where, like, I'll get into it, like, I'll start arguing with Veronica because I'm drunk and I'll be saying something to her. And then I'll be like, talk to Asian negative 0.5 and just say, like, well, if you come over, you can make me juice. And just the next day I look at it, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what if she came over, what the fuck would I... You know, what a waste of time that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, they actually have like a whole bunch of like breathalyzer apps, but they don't like shut down your phone the way that like the thing does in your car. That's what you need.
I've said that on the air probably fucking 4 or 5 times, especially after that Reddit one with the fucking Star Wars thing. Yeah. I said it. But yeah, I agree. I'd put one on there because I'm fucking really dumb drunk.
Post. I guess just to test yourself is like one thing, but like yeah, like just to not be able to use like your text or phone applications would be perfect.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I can't fucking man. I had a little bottle of fucking SoCo, like a $5 bottle of SoCo, and I drank it over fucking 3 hours. I felt like I got hit by a fucking truck the next day. I was like, God damn it. Because I wanted to see fucking...
Yeah, but it's hot out right now.
No, like, it didn't have nothing to do with the heat. I felt fucking terrible. I just felt like I drank a fucking half gallon.
Did you eat it all?
Yeah. I ate it right before I started drinking. I went to see fucking Entourage with the slob, and I was like, I'll get a little fucking drink.
Did you lick your piss clean?
No. I was so tired by the time I got home. I barely made it there. It was after the fucking shoot, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Sunday.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was fucking shot, man. I was so tired. I dragged my ass, and I'm like, well, I'll get a little bottle. Maybe it'll make it funnier. Man, what a fucking terrible movie. How in God's name? It felt like it was made. I mean, and like everyone, what'd you go see it for? Because I knew it got bad reviews, but I'm like, I heard a ton of the fan reviews would all say, if you like the show, you'll like the movie. Which I fucking love the show. So I'm like, well, how bad could it be? Plus, like I said, I love fucking Ari Gold. He's one of my favorite characters. And it felt like someone made this that had only watched like 3 episodes of the entire fucking run of the show. And be like, oh, okay, I got this. And they're like, no, you should have written it. And he's like, no, I got it. But it wasn't. It was the same creative team behind the show. But that's how fucking detached and bad it was. It was a fucking total mess. There's just like 9 million fucking subplots. There's so just cram with all these useless cameos and like, holy shit! There was no fucking heart to it whatsoever. It was just fucking crap. I was so pissed. Oh,
it wasn't like 3 episodes like.
No, that's what they should have done too. They should have just wrote a 3-episode arc. The whole thing. Listen to this. It jumps around so bad. It felt like it started in the middle of the second act. The entire movie, the plot of this movie is, Vincent is directing his first $100 million feature that Ari got him, because now Ari's ahead of a studio. And Vince is way over budget, and he's got to get money from, who turns out to be Billy Bob Thornton, is like this big Texas investor. This is so dumb, which pisses me off, because the show is pretty like, most of it's based on all real stuff. But there's no way a $100 million movie has so much money from one investor that he could make all the creative. It was so dumb. I'm like, this would never happen, motherfucker. Like, this is all supposed to be based on real business stuff, and you're gonna pull this shit. But so he's gotta get this money, and he's gotta make all these creative. It never fucking shows him on the set of this movie once. It never shows Vince directing. It never shows him on the set. They only talk about it in like expository dialogue. I'm like, are we ever gonna actually see the fucking guy? How are we supposed to identify with any of his problem with this movie? We haven't even fucking seen him. We just hear him talk about it. That's how fucking soulless it was. I'm like, this fucking blows. Ooh, it was so bad. And then there's a subplot where you probably saw it in the trailer that Turtle's trying to get Ronda Rousey, who's not fucking, she's a fucking 5.5 on her best day. She is a fucking terrible actor. I mean, she's terrible. It's like she's reading lines off a fucking cue card. She was like, you want some coffee? Like that, I mean, they should have put fucking Ashley Blue in it.
You think she's 5.5?
Yes. Oh, nothing to her. She's a butchie. She's like built like a guy. She's like, what do
she's
you
a fucking UFC what do fighter? You like, what do you
Turtle?
Think?
No, I know shit. I know, but that's what I'm saying. You're gonna put her in a fucking movie. Then make a different subplot with someone else that can act, because it was fucking so bad.
And she played herself.
Yeah.
You said you don't know if Russell Wilson was in it or not.
I have no fucking idea. Everyone on fucking Earth. There was a couple funny parts and shit, but like. Like John Favreau had a cameo that was pretty funny, but Dice is in it a little bit. He was kind of funny, but
did he play Dice or did he?
Yeah, he plays himself. Okay. But oh man, what a fucking miss for it! God damn it! The next day I felt like fucking shit.
I'm telling, dude,
I can't drink anymore.
All those like I put it through text that like the Trailer Park Boys, like the season's okay. Like I sit there and I can watch them 3-4 times just like Entourage.
Yeah.
But the movies are like...
It's hard. It's hard, really hard to adapt.
The movies kind of fucking suck. Like, yeah. They're just...
And it's hard to pull that off.
They don't follow the same arc that the show had. Like, yeah. They just kind
of
like...
Yeah, they try to cram it full of too much like, dumb
they're
shit.
They're like standalone kind of thing.
Crazy stuff's got to happen. Like, let's go to fucking Hawaii or something. It's like, God, just make it like the fucking show. Fucking A.
I don't know. I mean...
I mean, this year's been great. You know, I just... Fuck, it's a... That's only the second. That and... That and The Kingsman are the only shitty movies I've seen. I got to see that new one about Brian Wilson.
I just want to see Kingsman just see this chick's ass.
I mean, it was all right. We can go on fucking the next videos right now and see a whole bunch of fucking asses.
Yeah, I know, but like in like a mainstream movie, I'm interested in it.
Oh. It's the last 3 minutes of the fucking movie. Oh, what a fucking piece of shit. That was That was so bad. It was one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. I'm not even fucking exaggerating about that. Pretty bad. Did you see fucking John Bernthal's gonna be the Punisher and the fucking
that looks
that's
tits.
Fucking sweet. I never would have even thought of that guy. I was like, God damn, that's a fucking
that's
good
like
choice.
That's like a perfect fit.
I think they're gonna fucking do good because like they handle that pretty good. They don't go over the top. As much as I have so many problems with that writing on that Daredevil show, like they kept it like dialed back. So if they keep, I just think
was,
they, someone
was
else
Daredevil and Punisher were they like big?
Yeah, they're always fighting. They're always having feuds.
But they're Stan. Let me ask you a question. They're both. like superheroes, like who's the good guy, who's the bad
guy.
Well,
the problem was Marvel fans that Daredevil didn't like to kill the crooks and the Punisher blew him away, and he didn't care. He shot niggers and shot spicks. He didn't give a shit. He shot white people. And Daredevil didn't like it and tried to stop him, and he would put potatoes in all of his gun barrels so they wouldn't shoot.
All right. Well, yeah. That's a good
But, yeah, that was their beef. He didn't like that Punisher killed people. Neither did Spider-Man. So those two always fought, too. But, yeah.
So Punisher was... I mean... I read all these comics, but he was like a good slash bad guy.
Well, he was a vigilante.
Yeah.
He was like Batman, but that's why he ruled, because he fucking killed people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Ta-dow.
So.
You want to get a new car?
New car.
Make that the intro, please.
All right.
No, that guy's like, if you wouldn't have sent that to me, like, I never would have thought of it, but it's like, holy fuck, is that a perfect
pick? I never even would have imagined they would have brought the fucking Punisher in. I didn't know they were going to go that deep on this show. I didn't think they cared. But someone said...
Is Kingpin done? Did they use Kingpin?
No, he'll be back. Okay. Oh, I do a really good fucking Kingpin impression, too. It's so bad. He's good as the Kingpin, and it's not like... I thought of this whole skit where, like, the Kingpin... I'd be really inside. Like, the Kingpin's just sitting around somewhere... And one of his old friends from high school walks up to him and is like, "Hey, what's up, Wilson? How's it going?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just sitting here eating Chinese food." He's like, "Wilson, why are you talking like that?" He's like, "Ever since you've been in that play, you talk so dramatic. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is how I've always talked." It's like, no, it's not. That's how he talks. He's so over-the-top dramatic.
Do you know what I haven't watched that show
I'll have a Whopper and some French fries. Because people like French fries, and they go good with a hamburger. I think I'll have that. Shut the fuck up!
I haven't watched the rest of that show just because of how bad you, like, fucking rag
it's
on it.
It's mostly the fucking... The dialogue is terrible. It's so bad. It's so fucking hammy.
Turn me down my left headphone.
It's so fucking... Fist. It's so theatrical, and like it'd be in a fucking play. Oh, it's fucking awful! And that guy that plays Faggy, his fucking assistant... He is abysmal. He is such a fucking bad actor. The dialogue's bad enough, and he don't make it any fucking better. He stinks. That chick fucking stinks. The actual guy that plays Daredevil's good. And even though he's a little over the fucking top, you know, it's, what's his name, Vincent D'Onofrio. He's always, you know, good. I thought he did a good job, Marvel fans. The Kingpin was a big, giant, bald guy, and he was... in charge of all the crooks and all the niggas in the city and made him do his bidding. But Vincent D'Onofrio is a little over the top and talks a little like he's in a Shakespeare play, Marvel fans. But yeah, it's just a little... I also didn't like that... Because Kingpin's a fucking monster on the comics. He's just a fucking massive... That's what I'm telling you, in real life, the closest thing we ever had to Kingpin was fucking Shook Knight. He was fucking... a criminal fucking overlord. He was a wealthy businessman that made all his money, a fortune on, like, crime and shit. And he was a fucking monster. Just a fucking monster. That guy was huge. You know, it's like... when you look like a big fat fuck, but it's actually all muscle, like, you're a fucking problem. So,
Turn me back up, Doug. It's like Stanley Tucci...
Turn me back up on left headphone.
Is it Stanley Tucci Wilson? Is that his name?
Yeah, like that, yeah. Yeah. So, but they kind of did on the show, but, like, I wish they would have made it so, like a couple times he beats guys to death, and it takes him, like, 4.5 minutes. Like, no, I want 2 punches from the Kingpin, and your fucking head is, like, fucking caved in like a pumpkin. Like, stop, you know, stop fucking around.
Here. I had, like, a, you know, like, Dungeons & Dragons, like, role-playing kind of shit?
More like Dungeons & Faggins.
I had, like, this Daredevil Kingpin game, and, like, you'd have to... Yeah, like cards and fucking shit that
really?
You have to play. Yeah.
In a role playing game?
Yeah. Fuck, I wish I still had that, dude. I bet that's worth money.
You would have been better off with the naked lady playing cards, Marvel fan. It sounds pretty gay to me.
Thanks, Stan.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's going into. That's that's getting.
It's getting fast tracked. Is that greenlit?
Yeah, we're going to do it in 3 weeks. And now we finally got fucking Road Dogg's chick on board. So I gotta cast all the parts. Already Matt can't fucking do it. He's gonna be out of time. I really want him to play the interviewer guy. I want fucking Gorbos to play that guy, but I don't think he's He doesn't seem like he's on board with it. He never writes me back or anything. But I don't know who I'm going to get. I have to just go run down the fucking list.
Well, it'll have to be what? Fucking...
That's going to be a long shoot. She said it's going to take me 2 hours to get in fucking makeup.
It'll be fucking Scott and
I know.
Devane in it.
Yeah. Oh, Devane. Fuck, that'd be good.
Duh. Well, Devane's never around, but...
I know. I fucking miss that guy. God damn it. So fucking funny.
So, you'll like this one. So today, Marty, she's like, Brandon, I can't find like this $166. I don't know where it is. And I'm like, okay. I'm like looking through the papers with her. I don't know why she's asking me. I'm like, I didn't even work. It's not my shift, but okay.
The boy's working the shifts.
So I got the papers on. I'm looking. I'm like, I can't see it. So JNBWS comes downstairs and he goes, Brandon, did you bowl with Shawnee yesterday? And I'm like, no. He goes, well, right here it says that you guys bowled together. And I look and it's like both of our, like it's me and her, but it's our last names as well. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's weird. I'm like, is it because of the power outage or something? And then Doggy, out of his baked mind, actually comes up with like the smartest thing. I never would have thought of this. Someone went in and just put in like 1, 2, 3, 4 as the names. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But they brought it up as frequent bowlers. So I'm number one as the frequent bowler. She's number four
uh-huh.
as the frequent bowler. But like they just put in our IDs because this new guy we got, Jules, is like kind of like a retard. Yeah. You worked with him. He's kind of a dope.
Oh yeah. That guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So
fucking Jimmy me Jules, all right?
And so he must have just put in the numbers, but for some reason it went into like the frequent bowler numbers. And then the frequent bowler shit comes up for myself and for Shauna, and it just, it probably says employee games and didn't charge them, so that's where the money was. They bowled like fucking 5 games. And I'm like, God damn it. But so John goes to look, and he puts in the frequent bowler thing. Now, as I've told on the show before, when Luke put in all like the bowlers' names, they put in nicknames for everybody. So like if it was like
Steve the Hammer,
like,
fucking,
yeah, it would be like if it was Claudette Andrews, it'd be the Claw. If it would be like the Hammer, and then like the one that always, the guy that always comes in is like Brian Coleman. It comes up as Cole Shoulder, right? Which he comes in almost every day, and it comes up, and he always asks me about it, and I never change it. So John goes to look at mine. What comes up? Little Fag. Okay, that's my nickname. All right, yeah. That Diego had put in there for me. He put in Little Fag. All right, and John's like, what does this mean? And I'm like, my head is just in my hands. I'm like, you already like brought up the Shauna thing, and like we're not in bowling together. Like that's already pissing me off, like the thought of it. And now you're asking me why my nickname is Little Fag. Like I don't know, John. I go, someone else put it in there. I obviously wouldn't nickname myself Little Fag. And Diego just said, like, Diego is like losing his mind, like laughing about this. Like he had to walk away. He was laughing so hard. Okay. And I'm like, I'll get rid of it, John. I'll just put Brandon as my nickname. He's like, well, Brandon, you can't have your nickname is Little Fag. I'm like, I know, John. I didn't put my obviously.
Fuck, Eric.
Obviously, I don't want my nickname to be Little Fag in the system, but somebody put it in there, and like the whole time, like I swear to you, Diego's like, I see him out of like the side of my eye, and I'm like, you motherfucker, man! Like I was so.
But you know, the Lord does smite those people, Brandon. So I really hope you're not like that.
If you want to read,
but Corinthians 25 chapter verse. Fucking
have you two. Ever have you ever been on like a Plenty of Fish or one of those, and like they'll like quote like a Bible verse?
Yeah, every attractive black chick. Every fucking one of them are goddamn religious fucking freaks. All God first, family God first. What is with the fucking black women?
I had one the other day, and it wasn't even a black chick. This was like a Korean chick, and it's like message me if you know, like there's that that bar, and it's like message me if you know Corinthians 4:18.
Yeah,
and it's like
what fucking dopes.
Okay, I can obviously look it up and just
I know.
Message you that, but like
they're so dumb on there. It's fucking incredible. Oh. And something about I don't know. Not to rag on black people. I'm really not a racist, but besides black people, the black man being the most insecure race of men probably on the planet, besides, like, I guess Middle Eastern men with other crazy woman shit and everything. But black women are the most entitled fucking minority on the earth. All of them. They just fucking demand. They just expect the whole world to just do, I guess, because they're sassy and they're black. Because and every fucking one that you see that's a total gold digger, like, I expect my man to buy everything. I'd be treated like a queen, and you should pay for the first date and buy. Like, they'll just come right out and say this. Like, they might as well give a link to their fucking Amazon.
At least they say it, and then.
Yeah, well, great. That really makes them look. But it's a fucking overwhelming majority of them. If they're fucking hot and black, they're either religious or they're a fucking total money grubbing fucking cunts. That just, it's like, why don't you fucking work for yourself, honey? This is how you go through your life, where a fucking man has to provide everything for you. Get the fuck out of here. For what? Because you're fucking hot? Oh, great. You go fucking go to a club and get a chick hotter than you and worry about it. Fucker.
Yeah, but normally they're fucking, like you said, like the ones that are all biblical are kind of hot.
Yeah.
I just listened back like two years ago, you talking about Black Tiff. And I forgot like what a Jesus freak she was, and you just wanted to fuck the shit out of her, but she was kind of a hot chick.
Yeah.
Minus of her course. Hair. Her hair sucked, but.
I liked her hair.
It was frizzy as fuck, dude. It looked like she like stuck her finger in an electric socket.
That's all right. Oh, that's what I want to call. I listened to that. That Ruby episode is
so god. I'm gonna have if we can. I'll get the mic from work. We gotta have Ruby back on, man. She was so fucking.
Yeah, I miss fucking Ruby.
She was fun. Like just to, she just would ask like sweet questions. Like, well, Luke, don't you just like nice girls? And yeah. You're like, no, dude. Like when you fuck chicks, it was awesome. So to wrap up, this will be the end of Brandon's Blue Volvo conversation. This fucking piece of shit nightmare cocksucker car that's cost me $6,000 that I drove maybe seven times.
Fucking okay, ding-dong.
So almost $1,000 a time I drove this motherfucker. So I park it in the goddamn cul-de-sac because you don't have to move it for the street cleaning. And I park it on the one side, move it over to the other side, whatever. So I'm ready. Okay. My parents are generous. Did I talk about this last time?
No.
My parents, they got some money from my grandma, and they're like, okay, we just want you to get rid of that car. We're going to send you money if you get rid of the car. And I said, and lease a brand new car. All right? We'll send you like $4,000. Pay off your loan. Get rid of that piece of shit. That's basically my dad's words. And I said, all right, well.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, okay. And so I said, all right. So, and you know, well, again, cyclical. I talked to Ruby about getting a car, and she's like, yeah, I can get you one for like $150, like a brand new car lease. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, she's like, well, can you go like low mileage? I'm like, yeah, of course. I drive fucking 2 miles a day?
Yeah, what do you need a car for, guy?
It's kind of, okay, I agree, but all right, whatever.
Just save yourself the money, and you're drunk all the time. You're going to fucking... You couldn't even barely fucking drive home from fucking Pins to here. You're all over the fucking road. You're going to get a fucking DUI. Then you're really in trouble. You want to talk about fucking money going out the window.
Wait, when the fuck can I drive home from Pins?
I drove home twice drunk, and you were weaving all over the fucking road. You almost drove into the fucking cars twice. It's like fucking 300 yards. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, you're a bad drunk driver.
When the fuck was this?
It was one of the time or two we went up to fucking Pins and we're drinking.
I was driving your car?
No, you're driving your fucking car. You drove us home.
All right. Well, sorry, man.
I don't give a shit. It's you're the one who's going to fucking jail.
No, I wouldn't drive if I was going out, but I'd drive if I like had to go to work in the morning or something.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You could barely make it from Pins to here when you were drunk and you were fucking almost hit shit. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa! You almost veered right into the car. You're like, oh, God, dog. It was like your eyes are super fucking wide and like your lips are all closed. I'm like, wow, you're fucking wasted. That was close. If I didn't say anything, I think you would have fucking sideswiped like three cars, you fucking jackass.
Well, I didn't.
You don't need to fucking drive. Don't get a car.
Yeah.
Those are for grown-ups.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so anyways, so regardless, so I've been talking to my parents about it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go with my title and get my registration shit out of my car so I can make copies of it at Pins. And I go out there on Sunday night, and car's not there. I'm like, oh, all right, that's about right. That's about the way this is going to go. Because I was going to use the car as a trade-in. Now the car is gone. Cool. So called the towing company in the morning. Oh, yeah, we have it. It's $550 to get it out. I'm like, why did you tow it in the first place? I don't understand. Like, it was not parked on, you know, there's no sign or anything. Well, the city of L.A. has a 72-hour ban where you can't park for more than for 3 days.
Well, it's probably the neighbors going, whose fucking car is this?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying is months. I had it parked. It wasn't months.
It was 2 months. It's been over there for fucking months, at least 2 months.
No, it's been a couple weeks because I've moved it. I have done that. But I'm saying it was on that cul-de-sac when it was first fucked up for like a month and a half. Nobody said a motherfucking word. I parked on the other cul-de-sac. Those cocksuckers must have called the fucking cops on it.
Wow.
To come get it. So now I got to pay $550. And I go, you know, listen, what if I just don't get it? What if I just don't do anything? Well, it'll go to auction in 30 days and then you'll owe the difference. I'm like, all right. What if I just sign it over to you? What do I owe? You know, I don't want the fucking piece of shit. I want to get my stuff out of it. You guys take it. Well, you'll just have to pay for the tow. All right. How much is that? $100. Fine. So I actually have to pay to get rid of this car. I have to pay money to actually.
Why didn't you have it?
Get rid of this car.
Why didn't you put it on Craigslist or try to? You never actively. But tried
okay,
to sell
so
it.
now it's.
You could have sold it months ago, probably.
Not if it doesn't run.
It does run. It ran enough for you to move it. Somebody could come and take it for parts if you fucking put it out there for someone to buy it. Still ran.
Yeah. Yeah. I fuck that car. It's a money pit. Fuck it. I just don't even want to look at it, ever see it again, to be honest with you. I don't even want it in the fucking building.
So now you got $4,000 or it didn't come yet?
I've been waiting because I put the check in the fucking bank, but it's what? Fucking 4 days now, the cocksucker hasn't cleared, so every day is more money that this goddamn car is in there.
So you have to pay this no matter what? You have to pay something? What if you don't? It just sits there in a cruise?
Did my license get suspended again?
What do you fucking need a license for? Don't get another car. Fuck it.
It's a good point, but all right, my thought is like, okay, but I understand that I'm an alcoholic and you said I drive like a shit, but if I'm just driving to work, like I'm gonna obviously try not to be drunk
and fail.
Okay, agreed. But I'm saying it's like the Murphys are moving away. I'm gonna want to go over there. Like, what the fuck? What am I gonna do? Walk there? It's fucking 16 miles away.
Yeah, drive there. You'll drive there drunk. Well, take a fucking Uber.
But my parents only sent me the check if I get a new car. So I gotta get.
Well,
a new
how
car.
The fuck are they gonna know?
So if the fucking car just sits. If it sits there and I got to move it every couple days, then
how are they
going
to know? Just don't tell them. Tell them it's if they come. Tell them it's, what do they come out here? Fucking once a year, if even that? Tell them it's in the shop.
Yeah, they're probably going to want to drive the cocksucker when they come out.
Tell them, make some shit up.
Well, that or okay, fucking, we're avoiding like our don't
listen,
drink
get
and drive.
One, get one and fucking, and then when they come, rent one for that week. Save some money and rent and be like, yeah, this is it.
Good idea.
I don't know.
No, but my whole thought was like, that's why I asked you about the Uber is because, I mean, half my morning, I just like fucking sit here. I have like 4 hours to kill. So like, I could technically do like an Uber or something like that, like make some extra money.
Yeah.
Because if I had a new
You're
car.
You're never
like,
going to do it, dude. You won't.
I would do that. Like,
it's hard to fucking make yourself do it. It really, like I have way more self-discipline than you. I can barely make myself
do it. Oh, that's
not
true. You eat like a fucking
no, it's
pig.
No, it's not. It's very true.
No.
Oh, there's more fucking rat shit.
You
in this fucking
you. You drink when you do it. I wouldn't do that. You eat like
yes,
a fucking fiend. I don't.
Yes, it would. How the fuck do you know what I mean? I'm never even home. You fucking dummy.
The fucking Jack in the Box fucking. Trash.
That wasn't me, stupid. That was a fucking slob ate that.
All right.
Jackass.
You didn't eat any fast food this week.
I did, but I ate good fucking fast food.
Oh, what's good fast food?
A fucking salad or a snack wrap that's fucking 280 calories. All fuck right. You.
But don't tell me I make bad decisions when you do this.
I didn't. Thing. I said you have no self-discipline. You have very little.
No.
It's hard to make yourself fucking Uber drive, dude. You're never going to do it. It's so much easier to just fucking stay here and drink a beer. I know you.
Yeah, but I'd rather not do that. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but you don't have the fucking willpower. Well, okay. Get it and try it and see if it works.
Okay. All right. I don't have the willpower.
You couldn't even do fucking Scott's thing for extra money. You could have just fucking done that at your same job. And you wouldn't even do that.
I did it for a fucking year and a half.
You barely did it. Didn't he constantly yell at you or every day? No. Like, oh, I should be working for Scott, and I'm not because I don't, fucking don't feel like it.
He wanted me there 40 hours. I'm not going to do 40 hours and then another 40 hours.
You don't really work 40 hours at the regular pins, do you?
Oh, my God. No, I don't.
You work like fucking 5 hours a day.
All right. I work maybe
six
3 hours a day.
6 hours a day.
I work 15 hours a week.
Probably.
That's it. Maybe.
Well, get the if you get the car, I bet you $1 million you'll Uber maybe once a week.
Oh, yeah, well, once a week, at least one, when I'm being
making... That'll just be like $40, dude.
Well, it's better than $0, isn't it?
Okay. Well, yeah, if you're going to pay all that money for a car, though, and use it for some kind of income source for Uber, it's not going to be worth it.
No, I mean, and especially that time of day, I assume it's not high rates.
Well, like I said, you can do that lunch thing that... What's his fucking LC does? Where you, like, deliver lunches and shit.
Is that part of Uber?
Yeah. It's a new thing they're doing.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what it's called, but he does it. They started doing it because it was so slow during the day and people were, like, complaining.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, I've actually taken... Well, I've taken a Lyft from here to, like, Pins, and it was $2. Like, I'm like, fuck, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, a shitty rate, you know?
I picked up these fucking guys on Saturday. Oh, my Lord. They were the rowdiest fucking dudes I have ever picked up. There's, like, five... They were, like... They were, like, out of a fucking movie. I've never seen... They were such douche. This guy was such a fucking douche. They were like 22, and they were fucking just, they were wasted. It's like 11 o'clock at night, too. And I pick him up at the fucking Lamplighter on Van Nuys and took him all the way to fucking Shoop off the fucking...
Lamplighter, the goddamn restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, all the way down to
fucking... They do have a bar in there.
Topanga, yeah, and they were shit awesome. He's like, yeah, bro, we're going to fucking fuck these bitches in the fucking eye. And they're like screaming, like, I can't wait to fucking... And they were just like, they were just total weird. Like, yeah, dog, yo, we're going to fucking fuck these little shorties. I was like, oh, God. They were such obnoxious fucking just fucking awful white, shitty, privileged, I listen to too much fucking rap music hooligans. And they're driving in and like, they're listening, like, every Drake song is like... This is the song. I think, yeah, I fuck bitches.
Wait, you let them play the music? Money.
Yeah, because yo, dude, can I fucking jack my phone to your fucking car system? I'm like, yeah, man, here you go. He's like, yeah. And it would, he'd go through his fucking playlist, and the whole time he's like, he's facing the back seat with like his knees where his ass should be, just turning around like yelling at his bros. And like, he'll play like,
were they 40, big dudes or like little pussies?
No, they were fucking, yeah, they were like fucking little shits. And they were fucking, he'd play like 37 seconds of every song and then just change it. I'm like, are you going to listen to one whole fucking song the entire way? I fucking hate people that do that. He's like, yo, and then just every song, I'm like, yo, I get these bitches. Yo, let's smoke some weed, fucking shoot people. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, it's fucking awful. He took off my fucking awesome Tribe Called Quest. Fucking everybody loves that station. They go nuts.
How old were you think these guys were? Like 25?
No, yeah, like 22. They were fucking like kids, but they're such fucking punks. But he was like nice to like, this fucking dude rules. Like, you fucking dude, you're like the best Uber driver. You fucking speak English. You listen to music. Fucking drive fast. He's gonna hate when these motherfuckers pick us up. And they drive like 35 fucking miles an hour. I was like, all right, guy. I was like, just get the fuck
you're
out.
Like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, okay.
I even listening back to that Ruby episode, I've been doing that for every episode.
Yeah.
I've done that for a long time.
You know what else you do when you're telling the story? You're like, so John calls me in the office, blah, 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 this and that. Tells me, you know, Brandon, you got to, you know, do better at the desk, blah, blah, blah. Everything's, it's blah, 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 and then this and that. It's always dialogue detail.
Well, I try to move the story along. You always bitch at me when I don't.
Well, it's the entire section that you're trying to cover has nothing to do. It'll be a whole chunk that it has nothing to do with anything. But you'll fill it in with these things. Yeah. And you'll
okay. Okay.
I love that. I heard there's one where you did it like three times, and I was like, I think that's what I heard. I was like, man, he does it.
Oh, there was one I listened to, and like you can tell I've been drinking, and like I can't. Oh, fuck. I was doing something, and like I was like pissed at myself. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Welcome to my fucking...
I'm sorry. I apologize,
yeah.
Bud. Yeah. This is 195?
Something, or six, maybe?
We got, what? Well, we got five more until we do episode 200 at the Murphy's Pool.
Yeah.
They're doing live at the Murphy's Pool. It's like
really cool.
Anthony Cumia.
We'll act like a
fool. I'll have Mike Periscope it.
Hey, dude, now look who's on. Steve. Hey, what's up, Steve? What'd you say he did? Was it like that?
Yeah. You tried the Periscope thing?
I haven't done it myself, but I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know. It's kind of cool sometimes.
I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe like I'm late on all that shit. So
yeah, you're not even on Twitter, so fucking you're not gonna.
Follow Periscope. I know. I was. I just deleted it. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. So
fuck Twitter. This.
Yeah, yeah. It's only changed
fuck
my
Twitter,
life,
dog.
It's only changed my life drastically from being on fucking Twitter.
Oh yeah, look at the new job you got and all
the
fucking extra money you're making.
I didn't go to fucking Anthony's house. I didn't make 9 million connections on there. Yeah, no, it's been
all
terrible.
Those connections are really working out too, dog.
It is. They have worked out, and they're gonna
for
work
what?
Out. I don't know. You want me to go through my whole fucking thing and list? Okay, next episode, this is what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to write down all the ways. I'm
going to
write. No, it's not it. I'm going to write down every fucking connection, every way Twitter's helped me, and I'm going to write it.
All right. Well, yeah, because you got that Benz outside, and like you're really.
That's really the point. Because you're such a fucking narrow-minded dope. That's all that matters is if I have fucking money in my bank from Twitter. That's all that fucking matters.
I'm not saying that, but like
connections. Yes, you are. It's exactly what you just said.
Okay.
That's exactly what you just said.
All right. Then fuck the Benz. Fuck the money. How's that new job working out, dog?
I didn't say anything about a fucking new job.
Yeah, you're but so what are connections for
I will,
then?
I'll go through. I
what
can't
are connections for then?
In fucking 2 hours, in 2 years of fucking being on Twitter, I can't go through right now and write every fucking thing down. But just the fact that I knocked something off my bucket list of my life from fucking Twitter.
No, that all right. I'll give you that one. That's
yeah,
cool.
You should. Anyway, promote the show, podcast on it, get people to listen.
Nah. No. Nobody follow me. Yeah. I'm a fucking penis.
I know. Well, you didn't, your penis didn't try.
I
whatever. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I was on it before you. Listen back to episode number fucking 13.
They were good
I
tweets.
Was on it before
you. Really tweeted,
you bitched about it.
Once every 3 fucking weeks. That was awesome.
And then I...
You're like, fucking Seahawks lost.
Oh, boy.
Doggy.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to get upset. I'm not even going to get upset about this right
good,
now.
Good, don't. Cameron, you? Finishing your coffee.
Cameron, you are.
Finishing your coffee.
Oh, boy. Is it your song awake or mine?
It's mine. Leg slapper.
Good. What do you got there, my man?
I got a little Chuck Ragga. It's my favorite song in the world right now.
That's a guy from...
So fucking
what's
good.
What's the group he's in?
Hot Water Music.
Yeah.
The fucking
the
guy...
The last one you played with him,
he's
I actually
kind of
like.
He's a fucking Bruce Springsteen of punk. This fucking guy should be more famous. He's so fucking talented.
Did you hear any of the Brandon Flowers like solo shit?
No.
It's all like...
That's your gay porn name.
Yeah, it is. Dorian Flowers.
I want to read that fucking script again. I think about that
Seattle
script
Douglas?
All the... I'm not kidding you. Like parts of that script pop in my head all the fucking time.
You should have made a copy of it.
It's so terrible. I know. I fucking pissed I did it. I fucking love...
I'll try to get back. Will you give back the mic?
I think so.
Fuck.
Tell me to get another one.
All right.
It's so stupid.
You should...
That fucking line where she goes...
I honestly think you really like that Brandon Flowers album.
Maybe. I like the Killers.
It's all like... No, but it's all 80s and like he has like Bruce Hornsby on songs and shit. Like,
oh, really?
And he put on like... 3 videos and they're all like 80s centric videos. They're weird. Like, I don't know. I think you dig it.
I'll check it out. I mean, you know, I'm not like the president of the Killers fan club or anything like that, but I like a couple of their tunes. I'll listen to it. I listen to it on the way to Bristol Farms. Yeah. I seriously might go to fucking Carl's Jr. right now.
All right. Give me something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't mean it to sound sarcastic. Why well, gotta get you something? Why don't you
I'll
get
give you my credit card.
Food. What are you gonna get? I might just get it. Carl's Jr. hamburger's not that bad. It's only like fucking 400 calories or something like that. But it's like lean beef, and it's not as shitty as it's fucking good. I usually just get the barbecue chicken
it's
sandwich.
Lean beef.
No, it's not like shitty. You know, it's like higher quality beef than the other fucking place.
What like Mickey D's or BK
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be Baron Jack.
I started running, too. I was supposed to run this morning, but I didn't. I ran twice. But it takes me a while to
you
fucking...
You might need to get, like, new shoes, man, if you're getting shit.
No, I just need to... This always happens. It takes me 3 or 4 times.
Do you do that thing where I told you where you push your feet up against, like, a curb or something? Like to...
No, I got to learn how to stretch.
All right.
It's fucking hard, though. God damn it. 5:30 in the fucking morning to get up and go run 5 fucking miles. Fuck me. I gotta do it tomorrow. I'm doing it in the morning.
I know I said this in the last podcast.
Losing 10 pounds, motherfucker.
Let's say you just run around the block. Like, I know you say it's not enough, but at least it's something. And then you can take a shower
and
go to work.
I don't operate like that. I don't want at least something. I want fucking results. So I'm gonna fucking do the right thing and do it the right way and go run the fucking park. Cocksucker.
Sorry.
Fucking, what am I, a French artist?
That was a good one. I mean, like, as mine went through, yours came through.
I know. I was like, fuck, I beat it by 1 second. Yeah, that was a good one. Start running, doggy. Let's get up.
All right.
I want to run with Treatment one second, but I think he runs up a hill or some kind of shit.
Yeah, but he's not over here anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want to do that fucking running Canada, just, like, take a hike kind of thing.
Hey, take a hike.
Because you said, like, it's like a fucking pretty good workout.
It is. Yeah, it's fucking tough.
Just, like, walking, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking. So.
Oh, my God, it's an old fucking picture.
What,
Fuck, I wish there was something more healthy to fucking eat right now.
You can go to that Subway right here.
Yeah.
I'm sure you eat that a lot, dude. Not
I do kind of. I usually get a 6-inch fucking turkey on wheat.
I'm sure it's better than that fucking tuna you used to get. That shit's terrible.
That's so fucking good, though. Oh, fucking black bitches.
What you do is you fuck black bitches, you eat a fucking 6-inch tuna sub, and the next day you eat some sushi, you lose some fucking weight. I'm like, all right, dude. Well, I guess I asked.
I was in good shape that summer, though. I don't know. Whatever I was doing.
I guess I asked for that advice for some reason.
What was that? Was that right before I moved home? I think I was
27. Jill was still here.
Yeah, I was like 27. Yeah, I was in shape.
Yeah, well, that's. I guess go back on that diet, dog. Black pussy, fucking sushi, and fucking 6-inch.
I tried to talk to this black chick at the bowling alley. I'm telling you, you cannot. If you give a chick.
Oh, did you try to talk to her, by the way?
Yeah, I gave her my number. If you give a chick your number, and everyone's like, well, dude, you're supposed to get to. I know, but like, I feel like a creep saying, hey, give me your phone number, total stranger. Like, I'll give you mine, and if you want to call, you'll call. They never, never. You have to get theirs. They will never fucking call.
Oh, is that a, man, that
I don't know sense. I don't know if it's across the board or just an LA thing, but I've only noticed it here. Back home when I did.
It almost seems like nowadays you got to get, like, their Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and then you start bullshitting with them on there, and then you, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I know, but I think that's the way, like,
shit. I try it that way, too, but, like, for this one, I just had to go straight for her.
She's pretty fucking hot.
She was fucking cute, man. She didn't have much of an ass, though, for a black girl.
I come downstairs today, and I'm standing there, and I'm talking to Doggy. He's at the desk, and I'm like, ooh, fuck, who is that? Like, I'm looking at this chick. It was, like, I'm, like, 13, so it's, like, right by the desk.
Yeah.
And I walk, it's Little Cheese. I'm like, God damn it. Why is this motherfucker got to come in here in, like, fucking Daisy Dukes, dude? Enough with this chick.
She's a fucking little hoe.
Enough.
Did she get any sisters?
That's what I want. See, I asked, okay, is that a weird question if I were to ask her that? If I said, hey, little cheese, do you got any older sisters?
Well, if you just asked her, like, if you were just bullshitting, you were like, yeah, do you got any brothers or sisters? Like, if you said it like that.
Oh, but if I said, like, hey, you got older sisters, you're hot.
If, like, you slipped it in, like, naturally, like, or wait till somebody brings up anything related, like, family-wise, and be like, cheese, you got little sisters?
The fucking legs on that chick. Oh, God damn it.
The fucking hair. She got princess hair.
Oh, God damn. Her face.
This chick's 17, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just 16 years old. We're creeps.
And you should have seen the friend she was with. Oh, okay. The friend she was with was half Chinese, half black. Fucking
Jesus Christ.
5'10 with, like, booty shorts on.
Fucking duck.
And I was just like.
Chicks are so hot here. I just fucking sit in traffic and go on my fucking Tinder, and I'm just like, fucking A. There's so many fucking, come on, Annie. There's so many gorgeous women here.
I know you had said this on Instagram once. Like, you saw, like, a hot chick and, like, you try to DM them.
Yeah, I have, like, ever, three going right now.
You ever find, like, a hot chick on Instagram? And, like, I do because I follow, like, Asian model babes and shit. And so I'll click on, like, Vicky Lee. Guys, look it up. Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-L-I. She's fucking gorgeous. Big tits. She's, like, 22 years old. They take all these, like, modeling shots and shit with different photographers, and they're, like, hot. Then they picture them and their gross Asian boyfriend. And it's like, that's the guy you settle with.
There's, like, a crust ass.
That fucking, yeah. Like, some shitty beard, some stupid earrings. Fuck this. Like Shauna's ex-boyfriend. Like, a fucking nerd like that. Like, shitty skin. Like, what the fuck, man? That's what you settle with. And Ruby made that point on the podcast I listen to, is it normally Asians who date Asians, they stay together.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way around.
Their fucking parents frown on it, too.
I said all black guys like Asians.
Yeah, they do. But they fucking live at home.
Yeah, but the Asian parents want them to date a white dude, so, like, they're more to do.
Really? I thought they'd want them to stay in their own fucking race.
I guess it depends on the, you know, Chinese, Japanese, whatever it is.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. What are these? You know? Knock, knock jokes. Marin's up there pouring his heart out, and I'm telling Chinese dirty knees jokes. What am I doing?
Lordy, lordy. No, I feel you, though, doggy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just Fuck women.
I want to hang out with that little Viv, dude.
Damn.
That little ground pole daughter.
I don't know.
She understands me.
Just, I'm saying is, like I said, on Instagram, you see like a hot chick and you go through six pictures of her with her tits out and her ass cheeks. And then the next picture with her boyfriend, you're like, that's the guy? That's the fucking guy you're with?
Yeah. It's probably like, rich. Oh, they've probably known him since they were little kids.
Fucking you. Gay. Hate it.
All these ones on fucking Instagram and like...
Yeah, how does that
go? You get like three or four... Well, it's not good because it doesn't always even alert you when you have a message. It's really hard to like to see.
You just like see one of their pictures and you DM them like, yo, what up?
Yeah, you got to send them a picture of you and you're like, hey... it's always the same spiel. I'm like, oh, I saw you on Tinder. I hate the fucking... I thought you were fucking like super cute, so I'd at least.
What
say
if
hi.
I don't do Tinder? What if I just say like, "Hey, I liked your."
Oh yeah, I can do that too. But okay. I find all these through fucking Tinder, and they'll have Instagram on there, and it'll always be like, "LOL, thanks, that's so sweet." And like, "What are you doing?" And we'll go back and forth. I don't think it's ever made it past five or six messages ever, and it just fucking just stops writing back. I'm just like, it never fucking ends. I don't know what. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's changed so much. In the beginning, you can actually, you know, have conversation and meet people in real life. Not anymore. It's like, whatever. I don't have time or money. Anyway, I really don't. I just like, that's the first thing I think of. Even if this chick gives me a number, when are we going to hang out? What fucking night of the week? Like, every fucking minute of my fucking day is like booked up. You know? Fuck.
Yeah.
With fucking stand up and fucking... Walking out and fucking Uber driving a Yankee.
Keep polarizing like these fucking hats.
It's like Sunday. That's my only day off. And then no one can ever do shit. No one's ever around on Sunday. Girls, guys, everybody. Animals.
You'll be able clouds. To, doggy.
Yeah, I will. It's really the last 5 years. It hasn't been the exact same thing every fucking year.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
All right. This is what I just got from Asian negative 0.5. Because she asked if she can come bowling this week.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
It's just, I don't know, whenever you have time, and maybe come over your place after that. Oh, boy. I don't know what to do here.
That is the most non-sexual woman. That big banging fucking Mrs. Ruta. Shit.
I almost want to do it just for the air, but like...
Oh, man.
It's... that's a rough
How one. Would you even get a fucking heart on with that, dude?
I don't know.
She's fucking...
What if, like, she took off her clothes, she had, like, a really, like, cute ass or something?
You really think that's going to happen?
I don't know.
No. I guarantee you it's not. Yeah. Use your fucking head. All right. Fucker.
All right, good point.
God almighty.
What if
not only that, then you're going to make it worse, this poor chick. She's going to think you like her. You're already put up to enough.
The fuck. What if I just tell her, like, yeah, but, like, we're just buds?
I don't know. Yeah, but how many times has a girl told you that and you still fucking tried?
Yeah, good point.
I don't know, man. Do what you want, but...
All right. Fuck!
I just hope when she comes...
Fuck! God damn it, motherfucker!
I hope no stray bullets hit me. I don't know what you're fucking...
Because she's so nice to me.
But she barely... How do you even...
That's
know?
It, like, yo,
she
you don't...
speak English! It's so fucking weird.
She's taking English classes.
Yeah, what's she in her fucking week three? Fucking A. She didn't even know what a fucking foreskin was.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. This guy kept like screaming foreskin. And I'm like, okay, Luke, I'll meet you outside. And me and Asian, -5, we're sitting outside. And she goes, what is foreskin? And I'm like, just look it up. I don't want to tell you what that is. Like, I don't want to try to explain that to you.
You should have like pulled your fucking t-shirt up to like halfway over your face.
I take it like
or pull it back so it's over on the behind the top of your head. That's an old Robin Williams bit.
All right, we'll enjoy this. What's this guy's name?
Fucking Chuck Ragan, dog.
Enjoy it.
Non-typical.
Enjoy it, doggies.
So good. He fucking rule. I fucking love this song.
Have a good week,
He's
guys.
A good fucking singer.
Have a better week tonight, man.
Oh, your week is not bad. Just nearly stopped. My mind was blown when the whole
core.